Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. The text for our meditation this morning is written for us in St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 13, beginning at the 11th verse. And do this since you understand the present time. It is already the hour for you to wake up from sleep, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is almost over, and the day is drawing near. So let us put away the deeds of darkness and put on the weapons of light. Let us walk decently, as in the daytime, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual sin and wild living, not in strife and jealousy. Instead, clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ, and do not give any thought to satisfying the desires of your sinful flesh. So far our text, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we have come once again to your house to hear your holy word. We ask you to speak to us through it, dispel our doubts and fears, and prepare us for the day when Jesus will come back. Pour out your Spirit upon us. Sanctify us through the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Please be seated. In Jesus the Christ, dear fellow redeemed. What almost seems like another lifetime ago, I worked in underground gold mines, and one of my jobs there was drilling and blasting. And I'm going to probably share maybe one of my most embarrassing or stupid stories this morning. I'd been working night shift, I think about for 4 days. And when you're on a stint of night shift, it's the hardest time because your circadian rhythm is all off and it's hard to fall into a pattern. So I was extremely tired and I was doing something called rise mining. So I was actually drilling on ladders and going up, putting a tunnel up on a steep angle. And it was hot in the rise and I'd worked a 12-hour shift. I had drilled my face out for the second time that shift, charged it, and then you put something called det cord. So you tie all the holes together, and then you run that cord down to the bottom of the rise, and then you tie a fuse on, and you light that fuse and get out of there before the face blows up. Right? So it's a rush to get it done. And I'm at the end of the shift. I charged my face. The deck cord was down at the bottom. And I tied my fuse on. But I hadn't looked at the time. And I was actually early. So you can't just light your fuse. There's a specific firing time. You can't just have people setting off explosives whenever they want in the mine, right? So I had about 5 minutes until it was firing time. And, well, I'm ready. At the bottom of the rise is always this pile of dirt from previous blasting. 5 minutes to waste. I sat down on the rill on that pile of, it was actually a pile of gold ore. And I fell asleep. And I fell dead asleep. My shift boss had to come and shake me to wake me up. I sat there with a live fuse on a det cord to a face that was about 50 feet above me, sound asleep. That was one of the stupidest things I have ever done. Okay? But what in reality had I done? I had simply sat down. that may seem innocent, right? Just by sitting down, I put myself in extreme danger. I wasn't understanding the present time. And by the grace of God, nothing bad happened. I probably should have been fired, but again, by the grace of God, I wasn't, right? But how many people are going to wake up on Judgment Day? Christians, former Christians, and realize all I did was sit down. Because they weren't understanding the present time. They didn't realize the danger that they were putting themselves into. They not only didn't understand the circumstances around themselves, they didn't understand themselves. I should have taken better stock of how tired I was, what I had been going through that day, how vulnerable I was, so that simply sitting down would be a matter of life and death. How many Christians are going to wake up on Judgment Day? Well, at that point, they won't be Christians. And realize I was so close. And I just sat down and fell asleep. God had this text written to us by St. Paul so you would not be one of them. Paul is writing to you as a Christian, as someone who believes that Jesus is the Christ, that Jesus suffered and died to take away all of your guilt. He's writing to you to warn you so that you can be mindful and understand the present time, because the night is almost over and the day is almost here. So what is your sitting down? Paul gives a list of things in our text. Carousing and wild living, sexual sins, jealousy and strife. I don't know what your sitting down is. Paul gives a list of some things. But you've got to understand your time. That's not my job. That's your job. God expects you as a living Christian, a person of faith, to be mindful about how you are living. Because it can be so easy to not understand yourself and the present time. If you're of legal age, is there anything wrong going to a party and having a beer? No. But do you understand yourself well enough to be able to do that regularly? There's nothing wrong with having fun. But do you understand yourself well enough to put not just healthy boundaries, but godly boundaries on what fun looks like? And those things may not necessarily in and of themselves be sin, but it could be Satan's way of you sitting down and falling asleep. So Paul, God, in our text, urges us to wake up and to put on the Lord Jesus Christ. And the very last sentence of our text says, and do not give any thought to satisfying the desires of the sinful flesh. There's your real red flag, right? And when I think back to that day underground, why did I sit down? Because I was tired. It felt good to sit down. I gave in to what my body needed or my body wanted to enjoy. And so you've got to be mindful then. Am I living as someone clothed in Christ? Or am I giving in to the desires of my sinful flesh? Now we know what's at stake. Right now, by faith, you are clothed in Christ. All of your sins are forgiven. They're covered. God doesn't see any of the failings of your past. Those sins cannot hurt you. But God is looking forward in our text and telling you to be mindful, to understand the present time. What he's urging you to do is to stay close to him. Notice how intimately Jesus is connected with us. We're clothed with Jesus. I mean, there is nothing closer to me today than the clothing I am wearing. That's how close Jesus wants to be and remain with you. And to be that close to you, he had to take your guilt into his own body and to hang without clothes on the cross, naked before God and the world, suffering and dying for your guilt and my guilt and the sins of the whole world. That's how much Jesus wants to stay close to you. He loves you. And he is never going to do anything to push you away from him. And so he is urging you to think, to understand, and to not let anything come between him and you. So, wake up. There's a time when everyone will be awake, when that day comes. But at that point, our eternal fate is set in stone. Wake up now so that that day doesn't catch you unaware. Don't let anyone or anything take Christ's clothing off you. Be in his word. Receive his body and blood in the sacrament. Remember that you put on Christ when he washed you in the waters of baptism. Wake up and clothe yourselves with Christ. To him be the glory, now and forever. Amen. Please stand for the blessing. And now may the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we humbly fall before your throne of grace, acknowledging our own stupidity and foolishness. We know the day is near, and yet so often we are tempted to live as if we have all the time in the world and in eternity. Pour out your Spirit upon us and renew in us an understanding of our present time and an understanding of ourselves. Help us to see ourselves aright, that we would see our weaknesses, so that by the power of your Spirit, we can wisely live out our lives as we wait for Jesus to come and to take us to be with you. Continue to draw close to us through your word and sacraments, that we would be ready for that day. Surround us with Christian friends who will watch over us and help us keep our eyes open as we wait for Jesus' return. We thank you for the knowledge that has been provided in our classrooms these recent months. In the final days of the semester, we ask that your hand of blessing would now rest upon our students as they prepare for their exams. Take away their anxiety and calm them with your presence. According to your will, grant safety to those who will soon travel home, especially with our international students who are far from their loved ones. Stir up our hearts in the weeks ahead, that we may gather at the manger of the Christ child, the Prince of Peace. We pray this in his holy name. Amen. Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.